This is the Early Edition Podcast with Phil Johnson on AM1150.ca and across the Bell Talk Radio Network.
As always, on a Friday morning at about this time, we stop down, spend some time in the company of Brian Lilly, who writes editorially on the Toronto Sun. Broke format earlier this week because Brian had an unbelievable story about the millions upon millions of dollars the Trudeau government had spent on the Weston Airport Hotel in Calgary, ready to receive people who were going to be quarantined. And ultimately, I think it was two people over a very long period of time. Mr. Lilly, you're on a roll these days because I'm now looking at your news story today. That effectively the headline on it is, can only grab your eye. Canada's dirty dairy secret gets exposed. I watched your video. I was almost tempted to run your video as a piece this morning, only because of the farmer that you had involved with you, who is dumping thousands upon thousands of liters of milk down the drain. It's a tragedy.
A guy named Jerry Hagen, who's a dairy farmer out in Dunnville, Ontario. For people that don't know southern Ontario's geography, that's on Lake Erie shoreline between Hamilton and Buffalo. Hamilton's on Lake Ontario. Buffalo's on Lake Erie. It's between the two. I'll say this. This morning, you said it's nice weather where you are. He's trying to keep his cows warm. It's minus 19 here right now and getting colder this weekend. So he's trying to keep his cows warm. But
so did he come to you or did you find him?
I found him. The video was posted to his TikTok account. Well, I guess his son's TikTok account. It started to go viral. He's a guy whose family came here, I think he said 43 years ago, from Europe to be farmers. He bought a dairy farm. He took over from his dad. He wants to pass down to his kids. But, you know, he operates under the supply management system, which runs across the country. So this is an Ontario farmer. But in reality, this could have been a dairy farmer in the Okanagan. This could have been a dairy farmer across the prairies or in Quebec. He was over his quota. As he said, it's winter. The feed is very steady for the cows. If you're doing your job right, you're producing a lot of milk. He produced more milk than he can sell. It's above his quota. Ask any farmer and they'll tell you, though, it doesn't matter if you're at your quota, under your quota, or over your quota. The cows need to be milked. So what does he do with the excess milk? He is required by the regulator to just dump it down the drain.
And therein lies your story. You're saying with him, why can't we turn it into cheese? Why can't we donate it to food banks? Why can't we do something positive with this instead of shoving it down the drain? It's a travesty.
This has been happening since the inception of the system. Most people don't know it. I have written about this, broadcast about this in the past. It's never really gained this kind of attention because you haven't had a farmer like Jerry Hagen, and I encourage people to watch the video. You can find it on the Toronto Sun website. You can find it on my social media channels, where he is just wrought with emotion, talking about how heartbreaking this is for him, that there are families doing without, that the cost of milk is up in the stores. He says he's still getting about 90 cents a liter, and he shows a bottle of Fairlife, which is one of the higher-end milks. And that's going for, he says, in his area, about $7 a liter. Prices vary across the country, so yours will not be the same. But he says, you know, this is hurting families, and we could be doing something with this.
You know,
this is really going to get a lot. There's a small but loud contingent of people that want to get rid of supply management.
Listen, I should not have it. Yeah.
But he's not calling for that, but he is calling for it to be changed. So that they're not wasting it, so that it's donated or it's exported or something happens, but that he's not forced to dump this much milk. In between November 1st, 2020 and October 31st, 2021, Ontario farmers alone dumped 74 million liters of milk.
And to me, that's criminal. I need to say to you that for the very longest of time, I'm a farm kid. Till I was 12, 13, you know, we had a farm, you know, went to the farm, worked the farm, listened to my father. And I have always been a believer in supply side management, quotas and so on. But when I see, and I'll tell you why it's getting traction. You want to know why it's getting traction? Because families can hardly put food on their table as the inflationary spiral drives food prices through the roof. And so suddenly they're very aware and they know what they're paying for that Fairlife liter of milk. And so it does resonate. I think this piece that you've done is just going to send ripples out through the internet.
And look, there are ways to deal with this very major problem without getting rid of supply management. I used to be on the side that said supply management is a central planning system. It should be done away with. And in a perfect world, maybe I'd still be there. But here's the reality. Farmers are now required to buy their quota, and they have spent millions per farm buying their quota. Banks across this country and credit unions across this country, in Caisse Populaire in Quebec, they have billions of dollars tied up in loans, financing the loans to buy these dairy quotas. And so to go in, and the entire system's built on this, to go in and say, nope, we're getting rid of it right now by the government, you know, this is a legislated thing, that would be devastating to the economy. It would wipe out banks. It would wipe out the farmers that you're trying to help. So that is unlikely to happen. But that doesn't mean you can't change it. And Sylvain Charlebois, the food professor, I'm sure you've talked to him from Dalhousie University in the past, he points to things like China wanting to buy our excess milk, turn it into a dried product that can be exported to China. He talks about different ways that you can do it, ways that you can turn it into other products that the rest of the world wants without hurting supply management. But the people at the top of the dairy industry have been saying no to these ideas for years. Some farmers, I don't know if Jerry Hugin's among them, have been advocating for them. So there is a divide within the dairy community, but there's a way to deal with this without just throwing good milk down the drain.
No kidding. Listen, Brian, I am so, as you well know, an admirer, supporter, cheerleader, whatever you want to call it. But I love how you've presented this story verbally right now. And I just want to say to my audience, you need to go to the Toronto Sun website. You need to go look at the story about the dirty little secret that is Canada's dairy industry. And not just read the story. Take time to listen to the video as Brian has built it, because the farmer that he has standing with him there in the cow barn as the two of them are talking about supply side economics and what's going on in the dairy industry is worthy of your time. Very much worthy of your attention. Mr. Lilly, I am grateful for our time with you this morning.
This has been the Early Edition Podcast. Catch the Early Edition from 6 to 9 a.m. on AM 1150 and online at am1150.ca.